Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The biggest annual event in Ireland starts today. It's not the Electric Picnic, the Rose of Tralee, or the All-Ireland Final, but the National Ploughing Championships. Known simply as the Ploughing, it brings together hundreds of thousands of people every year and is a must-attend event for politicians and companies as they get a chance to speak to ordinary people and find out what they like and what they loathe. It's akin to the Champions League final for the Irish Farmers Journal, and Lorcan Roach-Kelly is the agri-business editor with the Journal. Good morning, Lorcan.
Good morning.
Tell us more about the economic significance of the ploughing.
I think the economic significance of ploughing, first of all, I think it's a huge way of getting a barometer of how the agricultural industry in Ireland is faring at the time. Like this year, like prices have been kind of okay-ish, like inflation has become less of an issue, the weather's good, so the expectation is the mood will actually be quite good at the ploughing this year. But if you look at this, was from the exhibitor point of view, the exhibitors want to get to meet their people, to meet their customers, and it's very much a kind of a hands-on kind of thing. For politicians as well, there's possibly an election coming in the next weeks or months. It's a great time to meet a large proportion of the voting population who wouldn't normally meet all in one place. Mm. It's a very positive thing for everybody involved, I think.
Mm. How are farmers and food producers going into the festival? Now, we know that fertilizer prices went nuts in 2022, and that was a real problem for farmers, but they have retreated quite a bit.
They have retreated significantly. Energy prices have come back as well. Both of those things are positive. But I think, like, the energy prices and the fertilizer prices, one fed into the other. The problem farmers are facing is that the price of everything else has gone up and hasn't come back down. So things, services, veterinary fees, medicines, all those have gone up, not hugely like fertilizer did, but up 10 to 12%. And that's a big jump in the cost base. There was data out last week from the CSO looking at 2020 farm income, and the farm margins in 2020 were the tightest they've been since 2009. And 2009 was the worst year in a generation of farming. So things were very tight last year. Have picked up a small bit this year because cost continues to fall slightly. Like, I think people are holding their head above water, but it's not exactly, no one's kind of celebrating the lottery winning it at the moment.
There is a perception, Lorcan, whether it's false or otherwise, in urban Ireland, that there's no such thing as a poor farmer.
Yeah, that's why the number of farms in the country continues to fall and people keep moving to the city, because everyone wants to be poor, I'm sure. No, I think it is. Farming is a difficult thing. There are different types of farming, and like we say, farming is seasonal, but farming is also from year to year to year. There's no guaranteed income, so people have to work really hard for what they earn. So some farmers are asset rich, as in farmland is worth a considerable amount of money, but they're very cash poor. So you might have 100 acres of land, but if you're only making 100 euros per acre, that's not a lot of money to live on, 10, 15,000 euros a year. The average farm income in 2023 was the last year, was less than 30,000 euros across the industry. So it is, there is asset-rich farmers, yes, but there are not cash-rich farmers.
Now, the Common Agricultural Policy used to account for 70% of the entitle of the total EU budget. It's gone down to, you know, below 30%. It's up for renewal soon. What will it mean?
I think the Common Agricultural Policy, every time it comes up, every 7 years, it's a hugely complicated negotiations and a hugely complicated thing. This year, the Common Agricultural, it's kind of going to focus more on the kind of environmental and the social output from farming, if that makes sense. So the environmental thing would be a very strong part of the cap. Before it was produce the most food, then we had look after, we put an area aid payment, and this is more kind of like, are you being good for the environment? So the cap negotiations are a very big part of it. But the cap income for farmers is a huge part of farm income. In, like, go back to last year in 2023, the subsidies for farmers were 1.7 billion euros. Total farm income after costs was 2.1 billion euros in Ireland. So you can see how important that subsidy is. It has to be there to keep farming alive, because if that wasn't there, the price of food would be so much more expensive for everybody.
Yeah, farmers continue to have huge political clout all over the continent of Europe. And that is why, you know, they can negotiate a pretty good deal. In terms of who they vote for in the upcoming election, because there will be a general election before the end of March next year. What is the mood music? Is it more pro Fine Gael or more pro Fianna Fáil? I see there was a poll from opinions.ie from the ICMSA suggesting 14% for Fianna Fáil, 27% for Fine Gael, and 16% for Independent Ireland.
The Independent Ireland is, I think, doing quite well amongst the rural vote, because I suppose that's the vote they're trying to appeal to, because some of the people running for that side would have a long track record of being the farm side. And I think the big one of the controversial things at the moment on the farming side was the land value tax that was coming in. a lot of farmers were caught in the net for that and said, well, you know, we were farmland, we're not development land, because if land near towns is zoned for development, then you know, there is an extra tax on. That seems to have been sorted out. So that was a big controversy at the
time. When you say sorted out, it means there's been a climb down.
And there's been, yes. There's been a reversal of it, yes. Because it was, I suppose, if you happen to farm land that's close to town and you're told this land is worth more money and you're actively farming it, like you're using the land. It's not sitting in some land bank somewhere and being overrun with ragwort. So I think it was a claim that was needed on that one, yes.
There is talk about the resuscitation of the Mercosur trade deal between most of South America and the EU. That's not especially popular with farmers in Ireland, I understand.
You call it Mercosur, we call it the cows for cars deal. Yes, it's there's a lot of fears about it because like Europe wants to export cars to South America and South America wants to export agricultural goods to Europe. There is some trade there, obviously, at the moment, but the idea is to bring, like, 93% of that will become tariff-free and your 7% will have much reduced tariffs. So it has the potential, I think, to be hugely disruptive to the agricultural industry in Ireland, particularly on the beef side. The beef industry in Ireland, which is already struggling anyway, like the number of suckler cows in the country every year falling every year. But this would be a real challenge if the market was open and if the beef came over, if people bought it. Like we saw the UK has been signing trade deals with countries like New Zealand and Australia, which we thought would bring in a huge flood of lamb and dairy products to the UK, which would affect our trade. And we haven't seen that yet. Like the trade deal is in place, but the actual movement of goods hasn't really taken off the way we expected. So maybe if a Mercosur deal does come, and it does look like there's a lot of pressure to get it done for the G20 summit, I think it's in Rio next in November. If that happens in time for November, it will be a big win for von der Leyen and the EU, big win for Lula. So they really want to get the deal over the line. I think when it comes down to the details, farmers are going to be against it because it looks like opening the European market to more cheaper competition, and especially from beef and stuff that may come from land that's being deforested. So there's lots of, I suppose, details yet to be ironed out of it. It seems quite controversial. It has been going for 25 years now at this point, the talks over it. Okay. So we'll see if they get over the line this time.
All right, Lorcan, I think you're going to enjoy your first mud-free ploughing in quite a few years. Is that right?
Absolutely looking forward. I've got the sun hat and the sunscreen here already. It's great.
Wonderful. Lorcan Roach Kelly there, the Agri Business Editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. Enjoy the ploughing. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.